Els pues bans.
As bold as lions. As bold as lions.
As bold as lions.
You're listening to the As Bold as Lions podcast.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of the As Bold as Lions podcast. I am your host, Derek Charles Johnson, and I'm so glad that you could join me today. Whether this is your first time ever listening to something on this channel or you have tuned in before to a different episode, I just hope that you're blessed and you're encouraged by what you hear from this podcast. And just diving into a new topic over the next few weeks. And actually, this was an idea that I had probably about a year ago when I started thinking about, I'd really like to do a podcast at some point and what would be some topics that I maybe would like to dive into. So I started actually scripting some things out, and it was just an interesting time because a year or so ago was still in the very early stages of the pandemic and just kind of navigating life, just figuring out what life has in store and just some of the new things that we had to face and are still facing, really. But one thing that just impressed me was while we were in quarantine and as a family just kind of isolating and kids weren't in school and spending a lot of time at home, we discovered this series on YouTube called The Chosen. And you've probably heard of it. Maybe you've seen it, watched a lot of the episodes. I don't know. But this series just really had an impact on me because there were so many encounters that Jesus had with various characters in all these episodes. And it just really brought about both the humanness of Jesus, but also his divinity, just those two aspects of his character and his nature. And so the encounter aspect, that encounter idea was really something that was, I think, something God was stirring my heart at the same time, just to look at various times in the Gospels when Jesus kind of comes one-on-one with somebody, whether it's a healing or an interaction, a conversation, something where he has these encounters, and then that person just goes away completely changed by the experience. And so I've titled this little series of podcast encounters with a subtitle, Never the Same After Meeting Jesus. And really, it's just a series of, I think, about eight people or so that I'm trying to pick out of the Gospels that have this meaningful experience, have something that I think we can take away if we're willing to kind of dive in and go a little bit under the surface. And so, whether we're talking about a healing, just a change of heart, a person's own recognition of their own standing, Jesus really did not leave anyone changed after they met him. And I love the fact that this series called The Chosen, Dallas Jenkins and various writers, they're really bringing this out of these characters as they're showing in a cinematic way the encounter of how Jesus approached them, the words he said, perhaps just the setting and the context and everything. And it's really been an encouragement to me, and perhaps it has been to you as well. And I know some of the content may or may not have happened exactly how it was written. But overall, I think the storyline stays true to the gospel and really upholds scripture. So if you haven't checked out The Chosen, this is a plug for it. And I'd love to get your thoughts of what you've felt about the series and just the writing and just anything that you take away from it all. Today, as we look at our first person in this Encounters podcast series, we're talking about this woman, and we don't know her name, but it's just simply the woman with the issue of blood. And it's really a story within a story if we look at it. It's a miracle on the way to performing another miracle. And in Mark 5, Jesus is going to this man's house. It's a man named Jairus. We're told he's a ruler in a local synagogue. He's an important individual, no doubt, but he has heard of this Jesus and his power. And his daughter, Jairus' daughter, is sick to the point of death. So he's asking Jesus to come and heal her. And as Jesus is going along, he's followed. He's thronged, really, by this crowd. So here we pick up the text in Mark 5, and I just want to read Mark 5, 24 through 34, just to set up the context of this woman with the issue of blood who comes to Jesus in the midst of all of this. It says, "And a great crowd followed him and thronged about him. And there was a woman who had a discharge of blood for 12 years, and who had suffered much under many physicians and had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. She had heard the reports about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, 'If I touch even his garments, I will be made well.' And immediately the flow of blood dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. And Jesus, perceiving in himself that power had gone out from him, immediately turned about in the crowd and said, 'Who touched my garments?' And his disciples said to him, 'You see the crowd pressing around you, and yet you say, "Who touched me?"' And he looked around to see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, 'Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease.'" So in this encounter, we see several things, some of which show us the heart of Jesus, and some of us which show us the heart of this woman. Indeed, Jesus is 100% man, but also 100% God. He is God in human flesh, and his power to do miracles and heal is literally a power that goes out from him. The woman has recognized Jesus for his ability to heal just by his touch. And just as Jairus came asking for a miracle, she goes seeking one too. So what is remarkable about this woman? I just have a few points to pull out of this story. First, she is 12 years into a health crisis that has had no cure. The condition is that of bleeding, and perhaps it's something related to menstrual flow and cycle. Perhaps it's something like hemorrhoids. We're getting a little bit gruesome here. The fact is we do not know. The condition is long-term, and it is chronic. Secondly, she's seen multiple doctors. She spent all her money, and rather than getting better, she's only declined in her health. We can assume that this blood loss over time has maybe led to things like anemia, which could also lead to fatigue, and perhaps it just sets her up for other debilitating conditions. She's sick, and it's just a long-term, drawn-out thing that really has no resolution. Another thing that is interesting about this is that really her condition makes her unclean. According to Levitical laws, she would have been impure, and she would have been separated from others. This is from Leviticus 15, it's verses 25 through 31, has these rules guiding the discharge of blood in women, what is affected, and directions for becoming pure and making sacrifices. So as long as this woman's condition went on, we can assume that she was impure, and she was restricted from certain areas, that being the temple and the synagogue. She was not allowed to worship with others. Finally, we know that she heard reports about Jesus, and she decided she was going to go to him, believing that he would heal her. She's like, "I got to see this Jesus. I got to check this out." Really, the story is an encounter that obviously leaves this woman changed because she receives a healing from the Lord. She had made up in her mind that she must get to Jesus and that she could just touch him. She would be made well. There are a few key points that I want to highlight today and draw out and reasons that I really believe her encounter with Christ should affect our approach to him as well. The first one being Jesus is approachable no matter where we are. We know this woman had every reason to not be in that crowd, every reason to say, "I don't belong there. People are going to know who I am. They know my reputation. I'm unclean. I'm sick." almost in the way a leper would have had a stigma attached to him or herself, this woman would have been in many ways an outcast and perhaps a throwaway member of society. Perhaps despite her money, despite all her doctoring, she's just gained a reputation for having a curse. Something that she had done that had brought this upon her, some sort of sin or some misdeed. Still, she went to Jesus and she pushed through the crowd to get through to him. When we push past the boundaries we set or others set for us, we get to a place where we truly see Jesus as well. A place where we see his power and experience his presence. He is approachable no matter where we are, what we've done, what baggage we carry. Secondly, safety keeps us from seeing Jesus in a new and greater way. I truly believe this woman had heard that Jesus would be passing through and thought, what do I have to lose? Indeed, after 12 years and multiple doctors, only feeling worse, not getting better, can we blame her for wanting to get to Christ? No, we cannot. And I believe sometimes we get to a point where we are reckless and bold enough that we see God finally declaring, okay, this is the faith I desire. Unfortunately, our Americanized, sanitized way of life, keeping it between the lines at all times, often keeps us from experiencing more than what we get. The woman pushed out of her comfort zones. She was ready for a miracle and saw Jesus as the only one able to meet her need. That is a good place for us to get to. And even though it feels like it's unsafe and crazy at times, it's exactly the point where Jesus shows up. Finally, Jesus remarks at great faith. I think for a moment the woman had a fear of Jesus' response. Who touched me? Is his question to the disciples. Lots of people are touching you, Jesus. What do you mean? Is their response. But I believe Jesus knows. He just wants to connect the miracle to the person, so the whole crowd knows as well. The woman comes to Jesus and tells him it was her. What is his response? Not condemnation, not punishment. Simply, your faith has made you well. You are healed. Jesus takes a pause in the midst of going to another place with the crowd all around to point out this woman's faith. Because she pressed in, she has been healed. Indeed, she knew the moment she touched him. It was that immediate. We can look at an encounter like this, marvel, and think, wow, that's awesome. I wish my faith was like that. From there, we can close the book, go about our daily lives, and pretend like this was an isolated event for an isolated time. But if that was our response, we couldn't be more wrong. You see, Jesus is still calling us today to encounter him in a way that looks crazy to this world, that maybe even looks crazy to us. The woman had gone 12 long years without a cure. She knew that if Jesus came and left, she would miss her opportunity. She wouldn't let that happen. It was too big, too important, and because of her faith, she went away a changed person. What about you? Will you press into Jesus today? Perhaps a desperate situation has left you thinking, there's no way out of this. There's no cure. There's no money. There's no hope. But sometimes the point at which we must come to is the one which says nothing else but Jesus can save. And that point is where we feel we're at the end of the rope. But really, it isn't the end. With him, it's just the beginning. Amen. Guys, I love you, and I love walking this journey with you. If I can pray for you at all or be an encouragement anyway, please reach out to me. My email address is info@DerekCharlesJohnson.com. You can also access me through my website, which is simply DerekCharlesJohnson.com. And one last thing, if these podcasts are an encouragement to you, would you be so kind as to leave a review and just subscribe and share? That just helps get the word out and helps other people be encouraged as well. Wherever you are listening, I am so grateful for your support and feedback, and I can't wait to dive in again next time. I want to leave you with this verse today, which is Ephesians 5:15-17. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Guys, have a wonderful day. God bless. Hey guys, this is Derek Charles Johnson. You have been listening to the As Bold as Lions podcast. I am a blogger, a songwriter, an artist. And if you've been encouraged by this podcast, please go ahead and subscribe and share. And head over to DerekCharlesJohnson.com for more encouraging content. God bless.